Harper Audio presents Dark Nights by Christine Feehan. Performed by Jennifer James Bradshaw. Dark Descent. Chapter 1. Veins of lightning lit the clouds, dancing whips of white-hot energy illuminating the midnight sky. The earth rumbled and rolled, unsettled and flinching as the creature clawed its way through the soil to burst into the air, instantly fouling every living thing it touched. Leaves shriveled and blackened. The air vibrated with alarm. The vampire settled to earth, turning its head this way and that, listening, waiting, its cunning mind racing, its rotten heart beating with a mixture of triumph and fear. He was the bait, and he knew the hunter was not far behind, close on his trail, drawn straight into the heart of the trap. Train Trigovice burrowed through the soil, following the stench of the undead. It was too easy. The trail too well marked. No vampire would be so obvious unless he was a rank fledgling, and Train was certain he was dealing with strength and cunning. He was an ancient Carpathian hunter, a species nearly immortal, blessed and cursed with longevity, with timeless gifts, and the need for a life mate to make him complete. He was first and foremost a predator, capable of becoming the most loathsome and evil of all creatures, the undead. It was his sheer strength of will and duty to his race that kept him from falling prey to the insidious whispers and call of power. When the tunnel veered upward toward the sky, Traian continued onward, pushing deeper into the dirt, feeling his way, listening to the heartbeat and energy of the earth around him. All was silent, even the insects, creatures often summoned by the evil ones. He scanned the surface, taking in a large area, and discovered 3 blank spots, evidence that more than one vampire was close. He found a web of roots, thick and gnarled, humming with life, reaching deep into the earth. He whispered softly, respectfully touching the longest, deepest artery, feeling its life force. He chanted softly in the ancient language, asking for entrance, and felt the response moving through the thick old tree. Leaves shivered as the tree reached toward the moon, embracing the night even as it shrank from the presence of the foul beings. Imparting secrets and conspiring to help, the tree spread its roots to allow Train into the intricate system protecting and nourishing the wide trunk. The hunter was careful not to disturb the soil or the root system as he maneuvered his way through the labyrinth, pushing through the surface just far enough to scan his surroundings from inside the cage of safety of the overlapping roots above ground. Stealthily he shape-shifted as he emerged, nothing more than a shadow hidden amongst the thick branches and leaves. For one moment he could see only his prey, the tall, thin figure of Gallant. He recognized the vampire as one of the ancients sent out by their prince so many centuries earlier, just as he had been. The undead continually twisted, sniffing the air suspiciously, his gaze darting along the ground. He clicked his long fingernails together in a peculiar, repeated rhythm. The wind rushed through the grove of trees, and the leaves rustled and whispered. Train allowed his gaze to shift, quartering the area, searching with his mind more than with his acute vision. The breeze brought the echo of that strange rhythm to him, coming from his left. Those blank spots, the undead protecting their foul presence from nature, came from his right. It took a few more moments to detect the other 2 undead waiting to fall upon him and rip him to pieces.